This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We begin the 49th day of the Omer, preparing for Kabbalas HaTorah. Tzama nafshi le'elokim le'kel chai. Kel chai is Gematria 49. 49 days we yearn to see Pnei Masai Avoy ve'eroya Pnei Elokim. Okay, so we have an amazing Gemara here. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Ruvain Shemachar Sada L'Shemayin Shalai Bachreis. Ruvain sold a field to Shemayin with no security. He said, I don't guarantee anything. If someone comes and takes the field away from you, I'm not paying you back. That's what Ruvain says to Shemayin. Va'asa Shemayin. Shemayin then goes, U'machra L'Ruvain Bachreis. He sells it to Ruvain with a guarantee, with responsibility, with a guarantee. He does guarantee the sale. So Ruvain sells it to him without any security, and Shimon sends it back with security. Sure enough, Asa Bal Chayv de Ruvain, and the Bal Chayv of Ruvain, the creditor of Ruvain, he comes along, the Katara Flemine, and he grabs it from him. Basically, Ruvain owed money, and now the creditor wants to take the field from Ruvain. So the question is, does Shimon have to pay Ruvain back? When Shimon guaranteed the field for Ruvain, did Shimon mean, I'm selling it to you, and even if your creditor grabs it from you, I'm still responsible? Dino hu da'azol Shimon fatzile. The halach is, Shimon has to go and secure it for Ruvain. He has to either pay off the creditor, and if he doesn't pay off Ruvain's creditor, he has to pay Ruvain. Amar le Rava. Rava said, nice try. Nihi da achrayis da alma kibale. It's true. He accepted upon himself security for someone else's claim. Meaning, if someone else comes along to Ruvain and he takes away from Ruvain, or let's say Shimon's creditor comes and takes it away from Ruvain, so Shimon's responsible. But Achrayis de nafshi mikabalei, did Shimon take responsibility to pay Ruvain if the one who took the field away from Ruvain was Ruvain's own creditor? That doesn't make sense. Does it make sense that Shimon accepted upon himself responsibility to Ruvain if Ruvain's own creditor came and took it away from him? But Umayda Rava concedes. But Ruvain Sheyara Sadam Yaakov. Let's say Ruvain inherited a field from Yaakov. So this is not Ruvain selling a field to Shimon. Stamazai. But Ruvain inherited a field from Yaakov. Umachra l'Shimon. He sold Shim Shalai Bachrayas. Without any guarantee. Va'asa Shimon Umachra l'Rum Bachrayas. And then Shimon came and he sold it to Ruvain. And he did take responsibility. So now, it's not the Bal Chayv of Ruvain who's taken away from Ruvain. It's the Bal Chayv of Yaakov who caused it to fall to Ruvain who's taken away from Ruvain. V'katar Flemineh. Do you know who? Then the halach is the Azal Shimon. Shimon goes, Mefatzi Lemineh. He has to negotiate it for him. He has to secure it for him. Either he has to pay off the creditor, or he has to pay Ruvain. My taima, bal chayv de Yaakov ki bal chayv de alma dami. Yaakov's creditor is like anyone's creditor. What does this mean? For sure, right? Imagine if Ruvain bought the field from Stam, a stranger. He sells it to Shimon with no achrayis, and Shimon sells it back to him with achrayis. The strangers, and now let's say the strangers, bal chayv came and took it away from Ruvain, of course Shimon would have to compensate Ruvain or pay off the Bal Chayv, because it's a Bal Chayv de Alma. So the same way, if Ruvain bought it from a stranger, and the creditor of the stranger came along and took it away from Ruvain, Shimon's responsible. So if Ruvain was Yoresh from somebody, he sells it by Achrayas, he sells it without Achrayas, and then he buys it back by Achrayas, certainly Shimon takes responsibility. Fine. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, Rami Rachama said, Ruvain shamach harsada l'shumain ba'achrayas. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon, and he basically took responsibility for it. Okay? Ruvain sold the field to Shimon with achrayas. The thing is, Shimon didn't pay for it. You hear this? Ruvain sells the field to Shimon. He sells it ba'achrayas, meaning I take responsibility. If anyone grabs it away from you, I'm going to be responsible. But Shimon didn't pay. V'zakaf ala b'milva. And then it was established as a loan. In other words, they wrote it up, they chalked it up, that Shimon owes money to Ruvain. So now, Ruvain's responsible if anyone grabs it from Shimon. Shimon's responsible to pay Ruvain. Now the Baal Chayv Ruvain comes and he grabs the field from Shimon. Now, Shimon owes money to Ruvain. Ruvain is responsible to Shimon for the field. Upaisi bezuze. Shimon appeased the guy with money. He appeases the guy, the creditor, by saying, look, you Ruvain owes you money, here's the money. Shimon uses the money that he owes Ruvain to pay off Ruvain's creditor. Now, wait a second. Okay, think about that for a second. Shimon uses the money that he owed Ruvain for the field to pay off Ruvain's debt. And what happens? Right? Umeis Ruvain. Ruvain died, and then the Asabal Chayv to Ruvain with Katar Flemi Shimon. Ruvain's creditor came and he grabbed it from Shimon. Upaisi bezuze. And then he appeased the creditor with money. He made a big mistake. What do you mean he paid off the money that he owed Ruvain to Ruvain's creditor? The money that he owed Ruvain, he used to pay off Ruvain's creditor. What, that money is meshubed to the Yosayimim? Money is metaltalin, pal, friends. Money's metaltalin. Metaltalin's not meshubed. So he made a big mistake. He took money, that money has no achrayas, and he, as a goodwill offering, paid a random creditor of a random dead guy. Well, you're right. He happened to owe money to Ruvain and to Ruvain's Yosayimim, but that money is not meshubed to Ruvain's creditors. Dinuhu, the din is, the Amri le b'nei Ruvain, the din is that the b'nei Ruvain say to Shimon, Anan metalti shavak avuch gabach. Anan, we, metaltali, movables, shavak avuch gabach. Our father left by you. Our father left money by you. That money is metaltalin. Now you owed it to him, but it's not meshubed. Umetaltali diyasni l'bachav l'mishtavdi. Metaltalin of the yisoymim is not meshubed to a chayv. So why in the world did you give him this money? Nobody asked you to give him the money. Somebody asked you to give him the money? What are you doing? You're doing a free will offering? Someone asked you to give this money? Why do you give the money? Says the Gemara, Ha Amar Rava. Rava said, I pikeach idach. But if Shimon just... So what does that mean? Who asked you to give? So what's going to happen now? So you basically lost the money. You still owe money then to Shimon. I'm sorry, you still owe money to Ruvain. Now, Ruvain's dead, so you have to pay the Yosayimim. But you can't say, well, the money I owed Ruvain, I gave to Ruvain's creditor. No. What does that mean, the money you owed Ruvain? That money is not meshubed to the creditor. There's no shibud on the creditor. Could you say the din of Rav Nassan? You owe to Ruvain, and Ruvain owes to him. So now, could you say Shibuda de Rav Nassan? You owed Ruvain, and Ruvain owes this creditor. Apparently, you had no right to do this. Amar Rava, Rava said, Pikeach idach. But if Shimon is a smart guy, Magbi luhu nehalayu ara, he should give as a collection land. What does that mean? Let him return the field. because if he returns a field, basically the field is meshubed to pay the debt. So return the field. The thing is, Reuven sold the field ba'achrayis, so now you could collect the field, ahadar gavilam now, and then you could collect the field. Like Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Avua, Yisoyimim shegavu karka b'chavas avim, Yisoyimim that collected karka as the obligation, as the chayv of their father. Rav Nachman holds that when Yisoyimim collect karka for the chayv of their father, which is what the Yisoyimim are doing in this case, if Reuven would have given, if Shimon would give Reuven's kids the field, the Yisoyimim are collecting the chayv of their father's karka. Then a Baal Chayv could go and collect it from them. Now in this case, the Baal Chayv is Shimon himself who just paid back the debt. So if Shimon is smart, instead of paying money to the creditor of Reuven, Shimon should have should give Reuven's kids the field. He'll pay back the debt that way, and then he'll take it back because Reuven sold it to him b'achrayis. Next case. Amar Rabba said, Reuven shemachar kol sadoisav l'shimayin. Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon. Reuven sold every last field to Shimon. V'chazar Shimon umachar sad achaz Levi, and then Shimon sold one field to Levi. V'yasa b'achayv de Reuven. Now Reuven's creditor comes, and he wants to collect the debt. Now friends, when you collect a debt, somebody who lends money, what do you collect from? Idyas, Beinonis, or Ziburis? A creditor collects from Beinonis. So again, Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon, and then Shimon went and he sold one field to Levi. Ba'asa b'alchav de Reuven, and the creditor of Reuven comes, Ratsa mizagoyva, Ratsa mizagoyva. If he wants, he could collect from Shimon. The Baal Chayv of Reuven could collect from Shimon. Ratsa mizel yoiva. He could collect from the next buyer. He could collect from Levi. Now, the Gemara is going to qualify this. This is only true if the third buyer, if Levi bought Beinonis. But if Levi bought the best quality and the worst quality, you know, Levi could say, why do you think I went out of my way to buy only the best and the worst? Because I don't want to deal with any creditors. So I wanted to avoid any creditors. Lahachi tarchi, that's how I was matriach, was vini ara, and I bought land, alay chazilach, that's not fit for you. Says the Gemara, okay, fine. I hereby finished Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, okay? But don't go anywhere. Even though I'm pausing, we're now going to do Tzadi Beis Amud Beis.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.